Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak personally killed Amar Kampanachar's Palestinian terrorist grandfather. By Joel B. Polak on October 31, 2018. Democrat candidate Amar Kampanachar is the grandson of Palestinian terrorist Mohammed Yusuf Al-Najjar, who was involved in the massacre of 11 Israeli athletes at the 1972 Olympic Games in Munich, Germany. He was also the deputy to Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, terrorist leader Yasser Arafat. The issue has come up in Kampanachar's run against incumbent Republican Duncan Hunter in California's 50th congressional district. Kampanachar condemned his grandfather's actions earlier this year, but called him a legend in a 2015 Instagram post. Bits and pieces of that legend are littered around the web, including on the Facebook page of his father Yasser Al-Najjar, a former Palestinian diplomat, who still calls his father a martyr. In a 2009 interview, Yasser Al-Najjar told a Norwegian newspaper that former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak had personally killed his father in 1973. The details of that raid, one of Barak's legendary exploits as Israel's most decorated soldier, were recalled by the Israeli news website Ynet.com in 2014. The raid began on the night of April 9 when Israeli Navy ships brought the combat soldiers to the coast just off of Beirut, where commando boats were waiting them and ferried them to the shore. When they reached the shore, the soldiers, disguised as civilians, entered vehicles driven by Mossad agents who then took them to their different targets. While off the coast of Beirut, Barak changed clothes, disguising himself as a brunette while his deputy Muki Betzer dressed as a blonde woman. Once on land, Barak led his troops into the buildings where their targets were located. A Lebanese army officer described the scene, saying, "Wherever there was an Israeli, you could see fire, probably from burning buildings and fire bombs." Abu Yusuf, who served as chairman of the Palestinians in Beirut, an umbrella organization consolidating of all the Palestinian terrorist movements in Lebanon, was killed near the Metropole Hotel. Yusuf was also head of the political department of the PLO's executive committee. It is not clear whether that family history would affect Kampanachar's policies in office. Barak is on the Israeli left. Kampanachar has said he wants to see peace between Israelis and Palestinians. Breitbart News reported earlier this month that he accepted a donation from a Palestinian ambassador. The race in the 50th district became competitive after Hunter was indicted on federal charges of misusing campaign funds. Hunter protests his innocence and says that the charges against him are politically motivated.